This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the war in Ukraine continues, there were several acts of diplomacy around the globe, some with direct ties or mentions of that war. For instance, at a briefing with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, NATO's Jens Stoltenberg warns of the consequences of a Russian victory in Ukraine.
If President Putin wins in Ukraine, this would send a message that authoritarian regimes can achieve their goals through brute force. This is dangerous. Beijing is watching closely and learning lessons that may influence its future decisions.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel and the occupied West Bank with no visible signs of progress toward halting one of the deadliest outbreaks of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. Still, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that there is still a solution for the latest conflict.
I also believe that expanding the circle of peace, working to close, finally, the file of the Arab-Israeli conflict, I think would also help us achieve a workable solution with our Palestinian neighbors.
And at a news briefing in South Korea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will increase its deployment of advanced weapons and expand combined military exercises with South Korea.
You can look for more of that kind of activity going forward. But in addition to that, you can look to see deeper consultation between our two countries and that leadership.
Austin and South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup also discussed preparation for a simulated exercise between the allies.